In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we began the month of August on Thursday, we entered, for certainly those in school, the last month before school starts. It's kind of an ending. And even for us in the church, this month marks the last month of the church year, because our church year runs from September 1st to August 31st. The church year begins with the first great feast, the birth of the Mother of God, and it ends with her falling asleep, so that our life is tied to hers. We are born with her and we die with her, to be raised to life. And so as we come to this last month of the church year, we come to the last fasting season of the church year. August 1st to August 14th marks the fasting time in preparation for the feast of the falling asleep of the Mother of God. A short 14 days for us to fast, much as we do during Great Lent, to increase our prayer, to increase our almsgiving to those who are in need, that we look to see in them Christ. And it's very easy, I think, in the church, for us to look at these fasting periods, the canons, rules of prayer, and observe them as just that, rules that must be obeyed, rules that must be followed. When we were children, our parents would ask us to do things, and sometimes maybe we did it because we were afraid we'd be punished if we didn't do it. But perhaps as we grew up, we treated the things the parents asked of us as something we did not because we feared punishment, but because we wanted to do it out of love for them. And as it is in our human life, so it is in the life of the church. Yes, we have these fasting periods. Yes, we offer up prayer. Yes, we give to those in need. But to do it out of a sense of obligation, out of fear that God will punish me if I don't do them, well, God accepts that. But that's the way of a child, a little one, who does something out of fear of punishment. How God wants us to see him is to do this fasting, prayer and almsgiving, reading the scripture, because we love him. Because through these things we show him that we love him. It's our way of showing to him what we have in our heart. Because truth be told, God needs nothing from us. He does not need our fasting. He does not need our prayer. He doesn't need us to read the scripture. It does nothing for him. And as one great spiritual elder said, on top of it, there is no must in the spiritual life. There is no, I must do this. I must do that. Because that way doesn't lead so well to God. We rebel against obligations. We strain against them. Who wants to do something out of obedience? Because you're told to do it. Not because you love the person you're doing it for. That's the difference for us in our life in Christ. Is that when we fast because we want to show Christ that we love Him. And when we pray to Him not because He needs our prayer, but because we can express in this way our love for Him. And when we give to those who are in need, we are giving because we see Christ in them. Again, not out of a sense of obligation, a sense that God will punish me if I don't do it. Saint Porphyrios tells us that Jesus is our brother. He is our friend. And He says to us, Jesus, I don't hold hell in my hands, seeking to punish you. I hold life, and I want you to join me in my life. My life with the Father and the Spirit, that is what I want for you. That is what He tells us. He asks us to join Him in love, not because we feel we must to, not because we are afraid that He will punish us, but rather out of deep and abiding love for Him. And if we are not there yet, let us continue to direct ourselves that way. That we come here on Sunday to worship, not because it's a day of obligation, but because it's our opportunity one day a week to come and show to God our love. And what does He give us in return but His very self? Nothing else like it in the world. You will find it nowhere. Nowhere that we do so little as come here to pray and we receive back so much more than we give. We offer ourselves to God as insignificant ones, as the dust of the earth, as we come to worship Him here, and He in return gives us back Himself. He offers Himself to us. And He doesn't do it but once, but again and again. Every time the Holy Liturgy is celebrated, God offers Himself to us. Let us reach out to Him in love, not in obligation, not out of fear of Him or fear of punishment, because He desires not robots who do His bidding. He desires free persons who freely offer to Him ourselves. And we say, Lord, here I am. Do with me as you will. And He will. And not only that, He will give us the fullness of Himself.